About 90% of the state's enrollees are in Scott and Monroe counties, although a dozen more are exploring the possibility of creating their own programs. Scott County, the epicenter of Indiana's HIV epidemic and the first county to establish an SEP last year, has supplied approximately 277,000 syringes and collected 263,000, although the syringes returned aren't necessarily the ones originally distributed. The state health department says Scott County's program has slowed the spread of HIV and other diseases there. Monroe County supplied 63,000 needles and collected 40,000. Both Scott and Monroe counties use mobile exchanges, although a similar mobile program in Fayette County was suspended because the van there became stigmatized in the community. Monroe County Exchange Administrator Kathy Hewitt says the mobile van there worked because it also provides other services.
When they go to a site and do outreach, people don't know exactly why people are getting on the van. It could be for syringes or for works, but it also could be that they need some hygiene supplies.
The ISDH says some programs had problems gaining trust in communities and securing money to establish the SEPs, which, though they're now legal by state law, the state is forbidden from funding. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.